God's grace and peace to you and yours as we gather on this Christmas Eve. It's a joy to be with you this evening. It's a joy to see such life here all at one time. The church often has a number of people at any given time, but it is a delight to see it filled as it is this evening, and especially with so many candles and decorations. It doesn't get much better than this. One of the things that always, I suppose, gets me about Christmas is how our own personal memories kind of wrap themselves around this particular feast day in the life of the church. Much of what we believe about Christmas has to do not only with what we do here in church, but what we do when we return to our homes. They have to do with our family, our friends, perhaps some traditions that we have or carry on. I tend to think most of us have family traditions. Perhaps they involve certain things being done on certain days, maybe on Christmas Day, maybe the days after Christmas. Perhaps food is involved. Perhaps some sort of a game is played. I don't know. Perhaps the unwrapping of presents. I do know some families that on Christmas Eve will unwrap one present symbolically and then wait until the next day to unwrap the others. And some people go home from church and unwrap them all. Whatever you do is fine. Whatever works for you, that works for you. Hopefully we don't disparage one another for not having the traditions we have. The one thing that we need, I think, to get on this Christmas Eve is to recognize who Jesus is. Because we're here for a reason, I hope. I hope this isn't just something that you kind of do and you're doing it out of repetition or habit. We're here because Jesus is more than a child. And as much as we love children, and if you didn't love them, you should not be here this evening, Jesus is more than a child. In fact, he's a Savior. He comes to us as a Savior, as the Son of God. Now, I don't know what Jesus looked like as a baby. I tend to think he probably was rather ordinary looking. He probably looked like a lot of other babies. And again, his mother and father had been told, his earthly mother and father had been told things about who he was and what he would do. So they knew he was special. But having the shepherds confirm that story, which was spoken to them by angels, what a wonderful thing that was. All of us need a Savior. And we need a Savior because, frankly, our lives are not what they should be. If you could save yourself, well, I tend to think most people would. If you could be just so good that you never sinned, and you never got into trouble, and you never said something that was hurtful, and you never picked a fight with someone, or hadn't had a thought in your mouth, in your mind that perhaps was wicked or foolish, well, then maybe you don't need a Savior. But I believe that I'm here because I recognize I need a Savior, and I'm hoping you do too. You recognize that. We're not the people that we should be, even on Christmas Eve. As nice as we are on Christmas Eve, there are places in our lives and in our hearts where, well, it's just not well lit. If the light of Christ was there, I'm sure we wouldn't be that way. We wouldn't say those things. And so I'm going to ask you on Christmas Eve, and certainly in the days that follow, to make sure the light of Christ is in your heart, that you recognize how much God loves you, and because you recognize that he gave his Son so that he might be a light not only to your life, but a blessing so that you might carry him through your life, ultimately so that he might forgive your sins and give you eternal light. I'm hoping you're going to carry that with you. Some people, and I hope they're not here this evening, I don't want to insult anybody, they get so much Christmas in their head before Christmas Eve comes that when Christmas Day comes, they're already throwing things away. They're all packing things away. They've had enough. Oh, too much Christmas. Oh, I got to put it away. Actually, the 12 days of Christmas start tomorrow. And so for 12 days, we celebrate Christmas. We remember and celebrate a child born in a manger. We remember and celebrate all the songs that we've heard perhaps too many times in shopping malls. We remember and treasure all the decorations that we put up. I hope that's going to be true. And beyond that, to carry the light of Christ in your heart. For as God loved us, so should we love one another. Not just our relatives and friends, but even people who don't treat us very nicely. Heavens, Jesus went on to say, we should pray for those who persecute us. And I know that's not easy, but if you're a Christian, you have to believe that's at least possible. The world's full of hate. The world's full of violence. The world's full of anger. You know what God's solution is? To send a child into the world to save us. Thanks be to God for that child. And thanks be to God for the light of Christ that it has changed our lives and needs to change other lives. There are a lot of people who are living in darkness, spiritual darkness. God has sent you to be a light to them. You don't have to thump a Bible, and you don't need to go and point at the difficulties and problems they have in their life. All you need to do is love them and let them know that they're accepted, that God loves them too. That's our challenge. In many ways, that's our Christmas present. As God loved us, let us love one another. It isn't easy, folks. It's never been easy. But because Christ came for our sake, we can certainly come into the lives of many people around us for Christ's sake. May God continue to bless us as we begin this season of joy. May God open up our hearts and minds to His love in His Son, our Lord and Savior. May God help us to share the light of Christ with others, wherever we may be and whatever we may be doing. God not only wants to bless us, but the people around us, and especially those people who have lived in darkness for a long time. Thanks be to God. Amen.